You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But right now, we've got a very special guest in the studio. It's Reb Fountain. Morena, Reb, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Hey, it's so special to have you up here. You've just released a wonderful new single called Samson out on Friday, and it has been announced that you're signing up to Flying Nun, and you are going to be putting out a self-titled album in May.
Yeah, crazy cakes.
Very busy. How are you feeling?
Super excited and kind of also lost in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. You know, just lots of planning and organising and getting ready to go to South By, and organizing the single was a big deal, and we've got another one coming up soon. So yeah, all of the things.
It's a busy time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're very pleased to see that all of these things are happening for us. It must be nice in the midst of all of that kind of chaos to be able to have these moments where you can pause and go, oh yeah, we've just put out that single and it's got a wonderful video and feeling quite good about it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so thankful to have it out, and hearing it first on the radio, got really excited, and then seeing it on Spotify, and particularly to be able to share it for Lola, the director, and Medulla, who are stars in it. You know, just I feel really happy that their work is seen as well as my own. So
do you want to tell us a little bit about what this track is about, and then we'll talk a wee bit about the video too, because I think it is stunning.
I wrote Samson in the midst of recording the album, and got home late one night and sat down on the piano, and then proceeded to stay up most of the night writing it, and came into the studio the next day a total wreck, but like really keen, because it just had this sort of sense of urgency for me that I wanted to speak the unspoken, and a lot of it, not all of it, is around your desires and being able to express them, both your fears and your wants, and perhaps ones that you've never expressed before. And so I brought that into the studio, and we ended up recording it that day. And I guess Lola really wanted to emulate that kind of sense in the video. Mm. And we talked about having a homemade sort of style video where there's a person who's sharing their performance. And thought of Medulla, who's incredible, and was really keen. So the video is essentially Medulla getting ready to perform.
So if people don't know who Medulla is, what's their work like?
Medulla is a drag queen, and they do classic drag work, but also some more kind of performative, subversive work as well. And I really liked that aspect, that there was a subversion and politicalness to their work. And so in the video, Medulla is getting ready, getting dressed into their gear, and then proceeds to perform, but it's not in this sort of classic, over-the-top kind of feminine way. It also feels very strong, but also very vulnerable and quite playful. And a lot of that was to do with the relationship that Medulla had with Lola in the room, in the space, and Medulla being open to us kind of creating something that was quite unique.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's stunning. It's so beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's really hypnotic, actually. I found myself unable to look away from it. It's a really visually magnificent video.
Yeah, and I think it really works so well with the song, too, because if you haven't heard the song, there's sort of a poppy-ish chorus, but there's a lot of spoken word in it, too. Mm-hmm. And so you've kind of got this great juxtaposition between telling of the story and then and the singing of the song. So
what's the rest of the album looking like, Reb? What are you sort of been thinking about while you've been writing for this one?
Well, most of it was written during a short period of time, just before I recorded the record. There were a couple of old tunes there. But really, I guess that sense of urgency was everywhere, that I wanted to make something that was new. Like, I'd released two records in 2018, but both of them were much older projects. So even Hopeful and Hopeless was a few years old by the time it got released. And so I wanted to do something that was me now. And so that was really a lot of the sentiment behind it, was capture whatever I'm saying or doing. But I guess overall, it's... I don't know, genre-wise it feels different, but it's more just the sense of being super strong, super feminine, feminist, kind mm-hmm. of a little bit punk, a little bit pop, a little bit gypsy. It's sort of opening up to whatever might come out mm-hmm. as opposed to being constrained by I'm doing this folk thing.
Doing what you feel like doing is a very liberating thing indeed for music making. And you're going to be playing some pretty special gigs this year as well. You're going to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, which is very cool.
Yeah, we do that. We're heading down to WOMAD, which will be the first time that I've played there. The band and I are going, and then we fly straight out from there to South by.
Two huge festivals back to back. Going to be really fun.
I'm going to have to be super in shape for it. Pumping iron as we speak. I'm very excited about the margaritas and corn chips and performances in Austin, and then we play some shows on the West Coast as well, and it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it.
Well, we're really excited to hear your new record, and it's awesome to have this wonderful single that we can listen to now as well. And I would highly recommend people go and check out the video if they haven't seen it yet. It is absolutely stunning. So thank you so much, Reb, for coming and chatting to us this morning. May the 1st, that's when your self-titled record's out.
Can't believe it. Jeepers.
Jeepers creepers. Hey, thank you for popping in this morning. Let's have a listen to Samson now. You're on 95 BFM.
Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. All the words still in my mind. I went to the Hindu temple, poured milk among the flowers. Caught me smiling, smiling at the edges. Afterwards we sat at the cafe across from the funeral parlor. Sure there was enough to go around, but I was full, so full I could drown. We talked about it in the evening light. You said out loud how you were scared inside. My world is electric, you're the guiding. But you stayed in your own way. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. And all the words are still in my mind. I go to the house where memories live, and all that is left of the world's first cities is splendor and sorrow, duty and dust. Her gold will melt, there are no returns. Listening for the unquiet dead, we are not the smoke, we are the fire. When the space came, I felt like I might disappear. We talked about it in the morning light. To be honest, I was scared at the sight. What is electric takes a spark to ignite. Lovers leave in their own way. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me 'cause you're crazy, crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy. Come on, darling, save me. All the words are still in my mind. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy, like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. Darling, all the words still in my mind. Move on, find someone new, pick yourself up, start over. 1,000 stars could come and go, and we'd still be learning how to be courageous fools, waking up to the dawn each day. When I drove so fast to reach you, I knew you'd be there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.